Now, just to finish off and talking about animals, I know you're very fond of dogs and you do a great great dog impression. Okay, that'll do. That's reason to pause for thought, because scientists showed this week that dogs have the ability to demonstrate jealousy. And they did this by repeating an experiment in dogs that has been done in primates, monkeys and chimpanzees, for example. Now, let me tell you what happens in a monkey. If you get two monkeys and you sit them side by side so they can see each other, and you ask them to do a task, so you can train them to pull a lever or something, if every time they do the task, one of them gets a reward, but the other one doesn't, pretty soon the one that goes unrewarded realizes that it's getting a bad deal and it refuses to cooperate and it just stops. Well, what people wanted to know, what would happen if you did the same thing with dogs? And so Frederica Ranger, who's a researcher in Austria at the University of Vienna, set up a study where she got pairs of dogs like this, and she got them both to put out a paw. When the person handling the dog held the hand out, the dog would place its paw on the hand, and in response, they were given a reward. But then in the second series of trials, one of the dogs got a reward in full view of the other dog, but the first one didn't. And they wanted to see what would happen if they kept doing this. And after a short while, the dog pretty soon gave up the ghost and was not interested, and as she puts it, the dog just laid down and went to sleep and refused to cooperate, and it wouldn't look the instructor in the eye anymore because it knew that it was looking so sorry for itself that it just couldn't understand why it was being so sorely treated, and it refused to cooperate. Now, this shows that dogs clearly can size up what the relative rewards of cooperating with other species or with their own species would be. And why this is important is that if you're a social species, humans are social species, monkeys are a social species, dogs are a social species, they live in packs and groups, for example. In order to facilitate cooperation within those kind of groups, you've got to have some kind of rules by which you share the outcomes. Otherwise, one person takes everything, it's not fair, and some person's hard done by. So you have to have hardwired into you this fact that if you don't get a fair deal, then you stop cooperating. And that's exactly what they're seeing in the dogs. And this shows that it's probably a very primitive aspect of how the brain works and processes this kind of information. And it's that sort of thing that's then fed up the pecking order, evolutionarily speaking. And that's really where we get it from.
So if you have two dogs, you've got to be nice to both of them.
Absolutely. No favouring one over the other. And that goes for children too, as well, of course. Thanks, Kat.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.